Welcome to the Weight Loss Revolution Injection Podcast. I am Dr. Josh Luke, not a medical doctor, just a PhD who tried these miracle injections, lost 35 pounds. I'm keeping it off. Going to give you a little update on that here in a minute. And of course, my wife lost 50 pounds. And so we just thought, hey, I've done a series of healthcare podcasts through the years on emerging trends and topics, had some top rated podcasts. I said, hey, let's do it again. And guess what? 2024, we're in April. We have more than 30,000 downloads as of this week of these 36 or so episodes. I couldn't be happier because the goal is just to bring you answers to all these questions that my wife and I get all the time from our friends. And should I try it? What's it like? What are the side effects? What do I have to eat? Can I still drink alcohol? What happens when I go off the shots? Can I keep the weight off? All those normal questions, just normal people answering normal questions. And we've been successful in doing that. We're down to our last four episodes of the season one. We're going to do 40 episodes. So this is episode 36. Today, we're going to talk about, are you ready for this? We're going to give you some updates, but a possible Ozempic baby boom. Is this a shocker? Because just basic human nature would tell you when people lose weight and are in better shape, they're more attractive and probably there's a little higher energy on the libido factor. But there's actually some research now, and the Washington Post reported on it a couple weeks ago and said there may actually be an Ozempic baby boom coming. So let me tell you a little bit about that. And then I want to give you all kinds of stats about the show. Episode 36, a possible Ozempic baby boom. Every episode we've released since January 16th, and now we're on tax day, April 15th, so in the last 90 days, has had more than 500 downloads. Is that cool? Thank you. I just want to say thank you to each of you as we start to wind down season one. That's pretty amazing. More than 30,000 downloads total, but every episode we've done in the last 90 days, more than 500. And what you see is several of those, and I'm going to share the top three, have eclipsed 1,000 downloads. We're getting about 2,000 downloads a week. So people are very interested, and this is truly a revolution. The name of the podcast is not an exaggeration, folks. So let me tell you about our top three episodes. Our top three episodes, episode 16, which was with my wife, Martine, who shared that she lost more than 50 pounds, and she's done so many binge diets. I've gotten so much positive feedback on her tips that she shares. Like, hey, when I go every week to weigh in or every day to weigh in, I wear the same outfit. I don't drink my coffee in the morning until I weigh in. I go first thing in the morning for the weigh-in because you're trying to create that consistency of no food, no drink, first thing in the morning, same outfit. Let's know exactly where I'm at. And other than the BMs, your bowel movements, everything else should be about steady each morning, right? So it's stuff like that that she shares. She talks about the plateau diet that she's had that works. She talks about stimulating weight loss. We talk about the soup diet. Remember the old cabbage soup diet in the 80s and 90s? It was like so good for like 2.5, 3 days. And then you're like, I can't eat soup for every meal. But it's still, you can make some great water-based soup when you're on any diet and just 2 days in, just eat this really good soup. We add a little protein to it, but it's tips like that that made that show so popular. So check out episode 16, titled Josh's Wife Shares Her Tips on Losing Weight After Losing 50 Pounds on the Injections. The second most downloaded episode is episode 21. Zepbound is all the rage. It's eclipsed more than 1,000 downloads, and it is all the rage. It is projected, Zepbound, Zepbound, is projected to be the number one selling drug of all time by the time it's done, because it's not just a GLP-1 inhibitor, but it is an inhibitor on multiple levels. So it's not just telling your brain that you're not hungry, but there's three different ways, not just two. Ozempic, remember, had the one, GLP-1, then there's the GLP-2s, now GLP-3. Zepbound is commercially available to the public, and over the counter is what I understand if you have a doctor's order, and projected to be the top selling drug of all time and more effective even in most cases than Ozempic, Mounjaro, Wegovy, semaglutide, and the others. So Advancements are coming so quickly, folks, we can barely keep up with them. That's exciting. So episode 21, more than 1,000 downloads, is called Zepbound is All the Rage. So if you haven't listened to those two episodes, check them out. And our top episode to date, okay, is episode number 2, when we first launched the podcast, actually back in December. And it's titled Lifestyle Tips for Semaglutide Weight Loss, Exercise, and Diet. And it, you know, this is one of those episodes that just kind of basic, like, here's what you should think about if you're considering starting your weight loss journey on the injections, regardless of which injection you use. And I get reached out to probably 3 to 4 times a day, just because of this podcast, for people saying, hey, should I go to a local clinic? Should I order it online? Where can I get it less expensive than $300 a month? I'm getting all those inquiries. Again, 2,000 downloads a week, so it's keeping us busy. If you know a manufacturer that is selling, marketing, manufacturing these injections, please have them call me. I'd love to interview them. We want to get them that exposure. If you know somebody doing it, 2,000 downloads a week, I mean, people pay a lot of money for that type of distribution and exposure, and we can bring it to them. I'd just love to interview them at no cost to them and say, hey, how can we get the word out about what you're doing? A couple other things before we get into the Ozempic baby boom is the Ozempic predecessor may slow Parkinson's progression, according to a new study. So these Ozempic family of drugs, these GLP-1 inhibitors, there has been a lot of positive studies coming out about their impact on people's health, not just with diabetes and weight loss, but now even slowing Parkinson's progression. So that's big news, folks. I, for one, I'm really excited about it. And now let's get into a possible Ozempic baby boom. All right. From the Washington Post on April 5th, surprise pregnancies may be an unexpected side effect of Ozempic by women who are on it or other GLP-1 medications. Now, guys, let's take a step back. I know from personal experience after 25 years of marriage that when my wife drops a few pounds, my libido just goes through the roof. So let's just use the common sense factor here for starters before we get into the science, right? Yeah, okay, there's going to be a baby boom, especially for, you know, long-term couples, and all of a sudden the guy comes home and the gal's dropped a few pounds and you're just like, whoa, what's going on here? But apparently this study takes it even a little further. Numerous social media platforms, according to the Washington Post on April 5th, include posts and discussions about unplanned pregnancies while on Ozempic or similar drugs. Although the reports of a possible Ozempic and semaglutide baby boom are anecdotal, it is a phenomenon researchers and experts are actually starting to watch. This is funny, right? This is totally cool. So I'm amused by it. Experts speculate that weight loss drugs may impact the absorption of contraceptives, causing birth control failures, or that they can affect ovulation and fertility. And others say losing weight can improve chances of pregnancy. So we've heard that a lot, right? So let's talk about the science, all joking aside. Losing weight can improve your chances of pregnancy physically. And I think I mentioned there's another physical way too. But also experts speculate that weight loss drugs may impact the absorption of contraceptives, causing birth control failures, or they can affect ovulation and fertility. So those are big things to consider. I mean, that's really kind of a warning, right? If you're on birth control and not ready to have a child, but you're taking Ozempic, semaglutide, Mounjaro, Wegovy, Zepbound, something to think about. Risk is going up from what they're saying. The articles go on to say that not much is known about the effects of GLP-1s on women who want to be pregnant and those who become pregnant while taking the drug. Somebody from Novo Nordisk, a spokesperson, said the company is collecting data to evaluate the safety of becoming pregnant while on Wegovy, and there's not enough data to know if the drug poses a risk for birth defects, miscarriage, or other adverse events related to pregnancy, as the intent to become pregnant and pregnancy were exclusion criteria. So they weren't focused on this, but they went, whoa, we see a little trend over here. Maybe we should pay attention to this and maybe do a separate study just on that. So guys, there's so many different things going on. You know, in early April, the FDA also confirmed that there's a Zepbound shortage. We've had shortages and supply chain issues with so many of these different injections. Costco is now offering their own weight loss program. You're seeing these, mail order injection marketing companies come up all over Facebook and Instagram. And I'll share an interesting fact with you that we've learned in our, 4.5 months now of doing this podcast, that our listeners are largely those clicking through are over the age of 40 and about 60% female, and you're finding them more on Facebook than on Ozempic. That's interesting, isn't it? By the way, that's some really critical data. I shouldn't give away that away for free, but we have more than 30,000 click-throughs that have given us that information. So, guys, I just want to thank you guys again for supporting the show and listening. If you know a doctor, if you know somebody marketing, if you know somebody selling Ozempic, semaglutide, Mounjaro, Wegovy, Zepbound, whatever, have them reach out to me. Okay. Have them reach out on LinkedIn at Dr. Josh Luke. Have them reach out to me on the podcast. You can actually make comments and I see those. They come to me and just let me know because I would love to interview them. I wanted to give you guys an update on my weight loss. I have been off the injections for a month. My only weight gain has been that initial 2 to 3 pounds that you kind of take on the minute you stop, kind of a meal plan, a strict meal plan. Just that, hey, I'm not like counting how many calories and carbs a day. So within the next few days, you just kind of put 2.5, 3 pounds on and you stay there. Because you kind of hit that bottom weight and then you go, okay, we're going to level off. That's where I'm at. And that's what I wanted to do. And I'm happy about it. I do think maybe in a few months in summer, if you listen, I've talked about how my family and I go boating a lot. I tend to gain more weight in June and July and August and end up binge dieting every September. Last year, it was no binge diet, it was the injections, and boom, 35 pounds in 6 months, right? So I don't want to diet long term forever. Like everybody, who wants to, right? So I may or may not go back on the injections in June and July just to kind of keep myself from putting that weight on, because otherwise, then I'm going to have to go in August and September and lose it again. But we'll see. Am I hungry? I have bouts where I have some hunger for sure. The weird thing is, and I've been talking to my wife about this because she's off now too. We have some of the same side effects. The regurg. I was full tonight. We went to Italian food for dinner. Our son was home. Apparently, it's Italian, not Italian. Excuse me. But I wasn't that hungry. So the side effects. A little bit of nausea, tiny bit. But the regurg. Little bit. The feeling full. Sometimes I still feel full, and I've been off the injections for a month. So I'll take what I can get. But the bottom line is, and if you've listened to this show, you know this, I set out to make a lifestyle change where I think out my meals in advance. In the morning, it's a healthy, small breakfast of Greek yogurt, fruit, and a little granola, under 300 calories, a couple sips of orange juice, not a whole glass, just a couple sips, get those vitamins in you. So at a worst case, you're at 400 calories. You get to lunchtime, I have some salad with protein most days, or you order tacos and go light on the tortilla and eat most of it with a fork, a taco salad, whatever it is, lettuce, meat, a little salsa. So by the time you get to dinner time, you're at 800, 900, less than 1,000 calories for the day. And so your dinner becomes less consequential, right, than it would if you were already 12 to 1500 calories or more in. So, and if you're going to enjoy, a spirit or a cocktail each night, there you go. Now you're, let's say you have two, three cocktails, it's 250, 300 calories in most cases at a minimum. So now, before you even eat your dinner, you can calculate that you're at about 1200 calories for the day. And for a big dude like me, I'm trying to stay under 1500, 1600. So just keep that in mind. But the thing is, I was full at dinner time. So no matter what I was going to eat, I didn't eat at all. Found myself sharing meals with my wife and things like that much easier than in the past. So these are things to consider. My wife's had a little bit harder time since being off. She is hungry. She is more concerned about gaining weight back, but she looks great and she really hasn't gained much weight back, except for, like I said, that kind of two or three that you automatically gain back the minute you go off. So we're going to keep you posted on that. But guys, I just want to say thanks again. If you know us, a manufacturer, somebody selling the drugs, the weight loss injection revolution drugs, have them reach out to me. Thank you again for the support. We're down to our last few episodes of season one. Tell all your friends about it and go back and listen to the first few episodes if you haven't already. I'm Dr. Josh Luke, not a medical doctor, just a PhD who lost weight on the weight loss injections. I personally use semaglutide, lost 35 pounds and have kept it off. So just wanted to share my story with you and answer your questions. Thanks so much for listening, and tune in again next week.